This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's another hour, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, and I'm looking at that board, and I'm seeing folks in South Dakota, and North Dakota, and Minnesota, Montana, where are you? You need some common sense here, too. Join the fun on the Northern Plains today of what's on your mind, the most listened to radio program, getting your take on what happened in last night's debate. That's the big story today. We do have some other news that I want to get to at some point today. A couple of things that have been rather interesting. One, this peaceful protest of the Dakota Access Pipeline. The peaceful protest, that's the one where protesters take somebody that works for the company and drags them 100 yards. That's what you call a peaceful protest, I guess. Unbelievable. And why? Well, this Dakota Access Pipeline, they're bulldozing historical artifacts in our sacred sites. Oh, really? A team of experts goes down and takes them at their word, walks this entire area and finds, are you ready? Nothing, nada, zip, blank. Yeah, exactly right. I have the documentation in front of me of the survey that was undertaken. Unbelievable. And Earth to Media, get in the game. Start covering these things. It's what we've been saying since day one, and you've been asleep at the switch. It's unbelievable. You're still sending Lauren Donovan from the Bismarck Tribune down there, who, by the way, I understand over the weekend, learned from an eyewitness that was there. When the judge's ruling came out, you remember when the judge said, Dakota Access has done everything asked of them. Everything asked of them. That judge's ruling that came out, and for a few hours there was a victory there until the Obama administration decided to go even more rogue and lawlessness. You remember that. Well, turns out Lauren Donovan was down there sobbing to the point of her mascara is running down her face. This is a reporter for the Bismarck Tribune. Okay, now, Lauren Donovan can think anything she wants. She and her sister, who I understand came from out of state and decided to protest this, can do whatever she wants. That's no problem. This is America. I have no problem with that. But you can't then put yourself up as an objective reporter for the Bismarck Tribune and write stories over the weekend about this because you have an inherent bias. You have an implicit bias, to borrow a phrase from last night. So that's in my stack of stuff. I've given you the cliff notes on it. We're going to get to it in the coming days, all of those stories, as we continue for sure. We're also going to talk a little later on this hour about our friends from ouroldnumber.com. Stay tuned for that. And, of course, I have a brand new offer to tell you about from MyPillow, the 4-for-1 deal now, the best premium offer ever. The 4-pack special is $99.98, where you get 2 premium pillows. That's the best. You go into a store and see MyPillow on something, it's not a premium pillow. Okay? This is the good stuff. This is the one Todd and I sleep on. 2 go-anywhere pillows, 2 premium pillows for $99.98. It's $179 savings. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. All right, I'm going to get back to the calls after I play this one cut. I want to play this one cut. Rev, are you ready? I want cut one. This is, to me, a very good... this is Donald Trump's big moment. Some people that have broken down the debate say, first half on the economy, on the debt, on NAFTA, very good. And then Hillary Clinton and Lester Holt sort of took over, and the issues became really... tabloidish, right? You got cut one. I want to play cut one here for the audience. This was, in my mind, Donald Trump's best moment last night. See if you agree. Roll it.
Independent experts have looked at what I've proposed and looked at what Donald's proposed, and basically they've said this, that if his tax plan, which would blow up the debt by over $5 trillion and would in some instances disadvantage middle-class families compared to the wealthy, were to go into effect, we would lose 3.5 million jobs and maybe have another recession. They've looked at my plans and they've said, okay, if we can do this, and I intend to get it done, we will have 10 million more new jobs. because we will be making investments where we can grow the economy.
We have to do a much better job at keeping our jobs, and we have to do a much better job at giving companies incentive to build new companies or to expand, because they're not doing it. And all you have to do is look at Michigan and look at Ohio and look at all of these places where so many of their jobs and their companies are just leaving. They're gone.
All right, so that wasn't exactly the cut I was thinking of, honestly, because it was more Hillary than it was Trump, and I do think he needs to do it. What experts? Yeah, I can find you 100 experts that'll say anything I want them to say. You know, her Stephen Moore is an expert I care about. Art Laffer is an expert I care about, advising Ronald Reagan. There's a plan that we saw firsthand work in the United States of America and take us out of Jimmy Carter, Barack Obama-like morass, right? And here's where Trump nailed it on that point.
We've become a third world country. So the worst of all things has happened. We owe $20 trillion, and we're a mess. We haven't even started. And we've spent $6 trillion in the Middle East, according to a report that I just saw. Whether it's six or five, but it looks like it's six. $6 trillion in the Middle East. We could have rebuilt our country twice. And it's really a shame. And it's politicians like Secretary Clinton that have caused this problem. Our country has tremendous problems. We're a debtor nation. We're a serious debtor nation. And we have a country that needs new roads, new tunnels, new bridges, new airports, new schools, new hospitals. And we don't have the money because it's been squandered on so many of your ideas.
Well, that was pretty good. Agree or disagree? Some disappointment from our audience that Trump didn't do more. Bring up the emails. Bring up Benghazi. Bring up the Clinton Foundation. But rate this debate. Give them a grade. How they do? John and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for taking the call.
Yes, sir.
My biggest thing on Hillary, you know, and I think that there's been enough public eye on her that really at this point anymore, even if she tries as hard as she can, I think with the voters who have decided, you can't polish a turd anymore. I mean, it's done. She is what she is. And I think that when Trump had the opportunity and when he stayed focused enough and was on the offensive, he was great. I mean, he just slammed her, killed her. And anybody that tunes into a good fight, and that's what a debate is, that's what you want to see. And that's what you want to keep coming back for the next debate and the next one and the next one. And I wish that he would have just capitalized more on the meatballs that she served up herself, said stupid things about herself, and then like when Lester Holt offered up cybersecurity. I mean, he should have just lambasted her at that point and really started to dig the heels in. Because what she did was, I believe what they did is they figured out how to push his buttons and keep him babbling on the defensive about things that were said to where he should have just dumped it and moved on and went back to sinking his forks right into her and chowing her down. But
yeah, I agree with you. I don't know how else you can explain when cybersecurity comes up, she gets the first answer that he doesn't go immediately to the threats from her emails and you know, but teed up, right? I think they were successful in getting under his skin a little bit, and then he decided to do tit for tat rather than just say what he wanted to say and go down that checklist that Dick Morris was talking about. I don't disagree. But I also think your larger point is Hillary. That's not changing, right? I mean, she's not going to emerge as, I like her. She's great. The likability factor didn't come up anymore last night. She's just who she is. So now it's for him to say, am I up for the job? And I don't think watching that last night let anybody believe he wouldn't be up for the job, couldn't handle the job. I mean, he could have been a better debater, but I'm not exactly in the market for a better debater as President of the United States myself. I want a leader. I want someone who gets the issues. Wayne in South Dakota, your take.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you. First of all, I want to say that I am a Trump supporter. I'm a registered independent. But in the meantime, you got to remember that there are two more debates. Now, the old MO, the motive of the Democrats and the liberals is to destroy their competition, and they did not do that last night. So Trump, obviously, he's got a lot of time to play all of his cards. You got to remember, he's a deal maker, and I like what happened last night. All he has to do is wait to see what the polls have to say, and if he doesn't go down, if he stays even, see, he's not the bad guy anymore. See, he stayed above the fray last night. She was the one that was still in the mud, not him. So I liked what happened last night simply because there's two more debates. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Howard Dean just tweeted out, notice Trump sniffing all the time? And I did. He must have a cold or something. He had the sniff thing going. I mean, it wasn't whatever. It was what it was. But Howard Dean says, notice Trump sniffing all the time? Coke user? Question mark? Can you imagine a Republican doing that about Hillary Clinton? Unbelievable. Fred and Bismarck, you're next. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. Great show. I'm a Trump supporter as well. I think that that he blew it last night to a point. I thought he had some good moments, but you have to understand that playing in his mind throughout that whole debate was you're a bully, you're a bully, you're a bully, and so he came in there attempting, in some respect, to be a gentleman, to show respect for his opponent. She came in swinging haymakers. And that's, I think, why he didn't respond. Now, there's the last gentleman that was on the phone made an excellent point. This was the first debate. This one will be lost and forgotten after the next one. I think that Donald Trump is smart enough to prepare for the next one, and I don't think he's going to be pulling any punches. I think he's going to come out. I think he's going to take advantage of those opportunities and give it to Clinton. She did a great job last night, and Trump was not on his game, but I think it's part of it is, and remember, I'm a supporter of his, but he's got an arrogance problem, and his arrogance is, I got this. I have no problem here.
Interesting take, Fred. Appreciate that. More calls welcome. 800-228-0550 on What's On Your Mind. We'll continue after this.
Weekday, What's On Your Mind. 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt DeDuzer of Marion. The North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network, or NDON, consists of 70 automated weather stations distributed among prime agricultural locations across North Dakota and border regions. The NDON Center is part of the NDSU Soil Science Department. The primary benefits of this weather station network is to develop an array of agricultural models. The models help producers make timely decisions to keep crops healthy and increase their yield. These decisions help save producers both time and money. The NDON website provides current weather data necessary for the development of and operational use of various crop, insect, and disease development models. Log on to ndon.ndsu.nodac.edu to access this useful website.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Broad-based, inclusive growth is what we need in America, not more advantages for people at the very top.
Mr. Trump,
typical politician all talk, no action, sounds good, doesn't work, never going to happen. Our country is suffering because people like Secretary Clinton have made such bad decisions in terms of our jobs and in terms of what's going on. Now, look, we have the worst revival of an economy since the Great Depression. And believe me, we're in a bubble right now. And the only thing that looks good is the stock market. But if you raise interest rates even a little bit, that's going to come crashing down. We are in a big, fat, ugly bubble.
I like that line, actually. Big, fat, ugly bubble. You know, he was on his mark there, obviously, talking a little bit about all talk, no action, which I think was a recurring theme that worked. Hillary Clinton, by the way, on her campaign plane today said, oh, the temperament of Donald Trump's at question now. So they're really wanting to hammer the temperament point, which goes to some callers who said his bar last night was to not give her ammunition on the temperament question. And he did that. So, interesting take from everybody. More of your comments, welcome at 800-228-0550. Back to the phones in just a moment. Your text, too, at 701-367-2054. Brought to you today by a Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Can I talk for a moment about power you can depend on? I want you to think about that. Power you can depend on. In other words, I flip the switch and it's there. Reliable energy. What's going on right now, what your government is doing to our energy industry is threatening that reliability. We live in a cold part of the world. Winters are tough around here. Imagine no energy. We've had a debate lately about, you know, water is life. Guess what? Energy is life. It's life or death to have energy. And we also have affordable energy. So currently it's affordable and it's reliable. And the biggest threat to that is our government. And specifically something called the Clean Power Plan and all kinds of other regulations that you can hardly keep up with. Because there was a plan to take out an energy source and to prop up other ones. This is why this is important. Whether you're in business and you want to keep your job or be able to employ people and provide you know, affordable products for your customers, or whether you just in your home want to be able to have reliable, affordable energy. It matters to you. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. That issue did not come up last night. That was disappointing. I mean, there are a lot of issues. How about life? But the issue of life, we're talking about the birth certificate nonsense, and we're not talking about innocent life. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are polar opposites on the issue of life. And if you, like me, are passionate about that issue, there's something called the 40 Days for Life campaign that starts tomorrow. It's a wonderful effort. It's been going on for a number of years now, an international effort, but North Dakota was one of the pioneering states. Texas was first, and North Dakota, I think, came in the first batch of the six, seven, eight states that did this. Find out more about it at 40daysforlifend.com. Or what they do is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, they go to the one and only abortion clinic in North Dakota, and they have peaceful, quiet prayer. They don't hoot and holler. They don't demean anybody. They just simply pray. And they do other things, you know, conversations with people, and it's a really neat effort. So find out more about it at 40daysforlifend.com. Or you can call and sign up, 701-284-6601. People come from all across North Dakota and other states to participate in this. So take an hour. You'll really be moved by it. 701-284-6601. Our family's doing a turn this Sunday, as a matter of fact. I'm looking forward to it. Let's get back to the phones here. Get a Minnesota listener in here. Detroit Lakes, Dave, what's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning, Scott. Just a couple of quick points about clean energy and jobs. Donald didn't bring up fracking, and he needs the states like Colorado, Virginia, Pennsylvania, and all the jobs that Hillary's going to eliminate. Second, Dick Morris brought up the point about Hillary fainting. If you watch the debate, when Hillary showed up in her black van, in the tent, they didn't show her getting out of the van. And when the debate was over, they didn't show her getting into the van. They showed Bill. So obviously, she has some problems getting in and out of the van.
Yeah, did he bring that up, or the footstool thing, or she needs the footstool? Did he bring that up, or did somebody else? I heard that recently about some special provisions that she needs in that regard, and I did see the shot of them arriving. Also noted, Bill shot out of the van in a nanosecond after arriving, and she was like a minute later. Did you notice that?
Yeah, it takes a couple people to get her in and out of the van, and when she's seen in public, they won't let the media film her. getting in and out of the vehicle. And I think that van, the purpose is that there's equipment in there and IVs and everything else where normal candidates show up in SUVs. Also on charter schools, Donald didn't get a chance to talk about charter school for the inner city kids. If the teachers union are the ones that support Hillary, that's why she won't go for charter schools.
We got a long list of things that can come up, but there's two more debates. Next one is the VP debate between Tim Kaine, the senator from Virginia, and Mike Pence, the governor from Indiana, which I think will be a little less fiery. But I love Mike Pence. He's a rock solid guy, rock solid, you know. And so it'll be fun on the mano a mano policy stuff for those two to go back and forth. And then, of course, the next presidential debate is October 9th, and that one is a town hall format. So we don't have to worry as much about moderators. We'll get to questions from the audience. Andrew in Jamestown, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, how's it going, Scott?
Good, sir. How are you?
Not too bad, not too bad. Say, you know, did you happen to catch that debate last night on Comedy Central?
I missed that one. Who debated there?
That would have been, that was on CNN. Wait a minute, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm mistaken about the channel. It was such a comical deal. It's the channel I thought it was on because, you know, the funny thing is neither one of them, to me, said anything we hadn't already heard. And Trump's deal is making America great and all these empty promises, blah, 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 blah. Here's what I would like to hear about. You know, I don't know about Hillary, but I do know that Trump still hasn't released his tax return. He's been saying since January he was in the middle of an audit. Now, I've never been audited, and I'm sure it's a lengthy process. But to me,
I heard that, and I love Donald Trump's comeback about I'll do that as soon as you release the 33,000 emails myself. But do you really care? Does it matter? I mean, is this some big deal? I mean, I how many people are going to decide their vote based on his tax return?
But wait a minute, Scott. That's not the issue. What's he trying to hide? I mean, everybody else, there's always a certain amount of,
All right, are you worried about Hillary hiding 33,000 emails?
I am not, because that's a resolved issue.
How's it resolved? She's not released them. She's deleted them. She's bleached them. She's taking hammers to devices.
Did she not go through with their little investigation and cooperate, right? Isn't that what we established?
I don't call that cooperation. No, not when you're destroying
BlackBerry. You can have both sides of it.
I think you're slicing the cake on both sides, Andrew. All I'm saying is, if you're concerned about the tax records, then I get it. I'm just saying I'm not, and you're going to say that's because I'm a Trump fan. If she was not releasing her tax records, it's unimportant in the grand scheme, but if you can't say you're not concerned about his tax records. You are concerned, rather, about his tax records, but not about her emails. That just puts you in a camp of being a hopeless Hillary fan. I'm sorry.
But it's two different things, Scott. It's two different things.
Well, I agree. It's two different things, but the idea that it's unimportant, and that, I mean, Donald Trump's tax returns are not the subject of an FBI investigation, Andrew.
Wait a minute. No. Every president releases their tax returns.
He's not a president. He's never been a politician. Every politician has. You're right. He's not one.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I know that many of you have come together across tribes and across the country to support the community at Standing Rock, and together you're making your voices heard. And in a spirit of cooperation, mutual respect, we've made a lot of progress for Indian Country over the past 8 years. And this moment highlights why it's so important that we redouble our efforts to make sure that every federal agency truly consults and listens and works with you sovereign to sovereign. And I want everybody in this auditorium and all the folks back home in your respective communities to know that this whole time I've heard you, I have seen you, and I hope I've done right by you. And I hope I've set a direction that others will follow.
That's Barack Obama today at a tribal nations conference, his eighth and final conference, which, of course, was an effort that he created, and specifically mentioning the situation with Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, not the pipeline dispute per se, and that's a disappointment for some in that community that he didn't mention that, but obviously referencing Standing Rock and folks coming together, and then referencing redoubling our efforts to make sure every federal agency truly consults and listens and works with you, sovereign to sovereign. So some, as you would expect, thumb on the scale from Obama, throwing his own agencies under the bus a little bit, i.e. the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, on this current situation, who, again, an Obama-appointed judge said did everything correctly. A little bit of news on that front. Let's try and get to some more news on the Dakota Access Pipeline front, which just gets crazier by the day, honestly. And a lot of facts missing from the mainstream media. We have made it our top goal here on this program to make sure you get all the facts and are able to decide for yourself something the rest of the media is really not doing. They're just completely in the tank on this thing, not giving you the basic facts of this thing along the way. It's really absolutely amazing. So more on that as we continue on the program. And more of your calls. We have Galen and Bismarck, Dave and Minot, Ernie and Bismarck, Bob and Grafton in queue, and lots of folks on the text line ready to weigh in. You can text 701-367-2054 if you can't get in on the hotline today, because it's jammed full at 800-228-0550. But text us at 701 701- 877-367-2054 or email us studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Well, one of our fine sponsors on this program is our friends at ouroldnumber.com. And before we get back to the phones, I want to catch up with Jeff from ouroldnumber.com. And Jeff's one of us. You know, well, we've mentioned that before, but we should remind folks of that. Ouroldnumber.com is the website. Their number is 800-774-0530. Where are you from again, Jeff?
Well, I was born in Tioga, North Dakota, Scott, and I was raised in Grand Forks. Went through high school and college there.
Two cities very near and dear to my heart. One where I call my adopted hometown, spent 18 years there, and headed up there later today for a prayer service for a longtime broadcaster by the name of Scott Swigman, and, of course, Tioga, home of our own KTGO. So we love it when the CEO of a tech company is a local. So we appreciate the fact that we got a product that has North Dakota roots. Where are you at now?
Well, we're down in Denver. We moved down here back in the 80s, and we've raised our family down here, and I kind of went through my career in the tech industry and the telephone industry down here. And after being moving around the country and the world for the last 14 years, we've come back home to Denver. So
you take that tech experience, and now have ouroldnumber.com as a creation. How did that come to be?
Well, Scott, we were sitting around having dinner with some of my some of the guys that I worked with a few years ago, and one of them just happened to comment that he was trying to get rid of his landline because he was tired of paying $40 a month for it. Nobody ever used it. And I said, well, why don't you just cancel it? And he said, well, my wife won't let me. Why not? Well, because we've had the number since we've been in this house for the last 25 years, and everybody knows it. She doesn't want to lose it. So we talked for a little while longer. I had some pretty smart guys around the table, and we realized that we had some technology that we were working with at the time that would allow us to solve that problem. And that's really how ouroldnumber.com was born. With some new technology, some current technologies, we could take that home number and allow them to keep it, but they could still cancel their landline. And now with ouroldnumber.com, the home number can reach people anywhere they are instead of just in their home.
Do a lot of people still have landlines, Jeff?
Well, it's an interesting question. People ask that all the time. The answer is yes, lots of them. In the age group 45 to 65, which I fall into, 29 million people in the United States still have landlines in their home. And when you get to be a little older than 65, the percentage and the number goes up. And even people 35 to 45 and 45 to 55 still have landlines. So there's tens of millions of households in the United States that still have landlines.
It's a lot of folks, and again, the biggest reason is that comfort level, right? Just knowing that's my number, family's got it, you know, the school's got it, the doctor's office has got it, and, you know, so that's why we don't want to give up that landline, really, right?
Well, and that, yeah, we did some research on that, Scott, because we couldn't figure out why with cellular phones being ubiquitous almost now, everybody's got one all the way down to, you know, 8-10-year-olds, it seems. Why in the world would anybody still have a landline? And the answer was, very simply, it's important to them. The school's got it. The doctor's got it. It's, you know, it's the only number Aunt Ida remembers when she comes to town. It's part of their identity in the community. So they hold on to that important home telephone number, except with us being as mobile as we are today in society, we're hardly ever home. So we miss a lot of calls.
Get the telemarketing calls, because that's all you pretty much get with the landline. That's what I love about ouroldnumber.com, because you keep the number. It's flexible, follows many members of the family, and the telemarketers go away, so that's kind of nice. Give me an example, your favorite, of how one of your customers uses ouroldnumber.com.
Well, we've got about as many ways people use it as there are people, I suppose, but one of the most interesting developments was actually my neighbor. She was having to move her father into assisted living, and he was worried about losing his home phone number, and his friends and family wouldn't be able to reach him. And she asked if our old number would work for that, because he had a cell phone. And I said, sure. So for families moving, you know, elderly parents into assisted living, you can take your home phone number with you to your assisted living, your new address. And that was an application we hadn't even thought of. Another one that came up in a speech I gave to a group in Fargo not long ago was younger families. You know, most people 35 and under don't have landlines. They've never had them. But now they're starting families, and they're taking their children to preschool or to karate or to baseball, and they want a phone number. Which number do you give them? Which parent's number do you give them? Well, we now added a feature called Our Family Number. where young families can get a central number that they can that can be used to reach any either of the parents. So that's a new application that's developed. We have small businesses, small insurance companies, four, five, or six people in the office, and they're all running around visiting clients or running errands or doing claims work. With ouroldnumber.com, calls into the office can reach any member of the staff no matter where they are. So we've added a new business, small business option.
That's great. And again, only $9.99 a month. That's amazing. $25 one-time setup fee. And there are, you know, I think a lot of examples of where you have lesser technology that costs way more than that. I mean, $9.99 a month, and a $25 one-time setup fee is pretty amazing. What about contracts?
Well, when we built the business, when we started the business, Scott, we wanted to offer something that is kind of unusual to say, a very straightforward business relationship. We have, of course, terms of service and terms of use, but we have no long-term contractual commitments. If you sign up with ouroldnumber.com, you're signing up for 30 days. And if you wish to continue, you just keep paying your bill every 30 days. But if for some reason you should decide you don't want to have ouroldnumber.com, you just call and cancel, and you can move your number back to another provider or wherever you'd like to go. It's still your number. That's very important. And I also wanted to mention the activation fee, Scott. You know, we've been offering a promo code to your listeners to get free activation if they use the promo code Scott. But I also wanted to mention that we're going to end that at the end of September. So if you've been thinking about signing up for our old number, we want to make sure people get a chance to take advantage of that free activation fee through the end of this week.
All right, last chance. Ouroldnumber.com is the website. Very easy to sign up. Toll-free telephone number, 800-774-0530. And again, ouroldnumber.com, the website. Promo code Scott to get that great deal for a few more days with a free activation, or that 800 number, 800-774-0530. Great story, Jeff. We love good North Dakota success stories. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Scott. Pleasure to be with you.
Good to talk to you. Absolutely. Let's check in with Ernie in Bismarck. Get your take on last night's debate. Give it to me, Ernie. What's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Scott. Really good program today. First off, we all have to realize Trump is a businessman. He is not a polished politician like Hillary. And the United States has to be accountable for what they do. They have to be the big brother. We got to get back to the old times where everybody was afraid of the United States. And the way to do that is to be a businessman. And that's what Trump is.
It's an excellent point, Ernie. And I think when you're comparing how she did, super prepared, sort of rehearsed lines over and over again,
yeah,
knowing exactly, that's her game, right? That goes back to his saying 30 years, yeah, and what have you done with it, right? You do a mean debate, you can regurgitate, you know, it's like Donald, it's like Barack Obama's speeches. Man, the guy's unbelievable. Now, you know, he doesn't do anything he says. It's soaring rhetoric. It's line after line. It's supposed to make your leg tingle, but look what the kind of condition the country's in. Very good point, for sure. David Minot, your take on what's on your mind.
Hey, good morning, Scott. I was a little disappointed. I'm a Trump supporter. I thought he could come on a little stronger. But also, I'm wondering if the last couple months, we know that he's gotten some, he surrounded himself by some good people that have kind of tried to help keep him out of the hot water. And I'm just wondering if too many Romney people got around him. He wouldn't say anything bad about anybody, and where did it get him? No votes.
I don't think he was holding back myself. I think he was a little rattled from some of the things she was saying and chose to respond to the wrong things rather than saying, here's the five things I'm going to get in no matter what. Right? So he sort of went in there on defense. Now, mind you, Lester Holt interrupted him 13 times. Guess how many times Lester Holt interrupted Hillary Clinton, Dave? Guess how many?
None.
Goose egg, baby.
Yeah.
Big zero. So that's part of the game, too. Bob and Grafton, give me your take. You're next.
Hi, Scott. Yeah, just let me give you a handful of things. Jot them down here and decide which one you want to pick. You know, Hillary's worried about Donald's tax returns and what he, you know, what he's trying to hide or who he could be beholden to. She said if he gets in the White House, well, what is she trying to hide with the 33,000 deleted emails that she was subpoenaed to give and she didn't, and destroying, like you mentioned, destroying all the phones and Blackberries with hammers that she had her staff do. And who is she beholden to with all the money she gets from special interests in Saudi Arabia? Then the other thing is, you know, she mentioned about gun violence, getting the guns out of the hands of criminals and things. Well, that's kind of hard to do, Mrs. Clinton, when you belong to a party and an administration that's caught red-handed smuggling guns to Mexico. And
interesting point. And, of course, doing more work to take the guns out of law-abiding citizens than criminals.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing workplace violence prevention.
The number one thing when it comes to workplace violence that we advocate is prevention. There are a lot of steps that companies can take to prevent, proactively attack one of these events from occurring in their workplace. And so that's where training and education come in. The North Dakota Safety Council, we've developed an entire really library of training opportunities. We have security assessments for workplaces. We have a two-hour awareness program for all employees. And then we have a four-hour training for supervisors where we get into a lot of details on everything from high-risk employment termination to emergency response planning.
To learn more about how you can take a proactive approach to preventing workplace and school violence, go to www.ndsc.org/home and community.
An update from Polar Service Center. They're looking for a service manager to run their Williston location. The applicant must have at least 3 years' experience, tank and management experience. Call Gary Myers now at Polar Service Center, 701-495-3592. They're also looking for experienced parts counter specialists at both their Killdeer and Williston, North Dakota locations. Polar Service Center offers competitive pay, great medical benefits, including 401k with match. To apply, call Gary at 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592. Hey folks, Scott Hannon here from What's On Your Mind, looking forward to the 10th Annual Great Plains Empower North Dakota Energy Conference, Tuesday, October 11th at the Bismarck State College. Register now at energynd.com/events. Registration $95 through October 6th. You'll hear from officials of IHS Energy, the Pew Charitable Trust, and MISO Energy too. Platinum sponsors include Elite and Elite Companies, ConocoPhillips, Next Era Energy Resources, Geronimo Energy, Whiting and Tesoro. Register now at energynd.com/events. Click on the 2016 event button for more details.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
President Obama and Secretary Clinton created a vacuum the way they got out of Iraq. Because they got out, well, they shouldn't have been in, but once they got in, the way they got out was a disaster. And ISIS was formed. So she talks about taking them out. She's been doing it a long time. She's been trying to take them out for a long time. But they wouldn't have even been formed if they left some troops behind.
Important point for Donald Trump last night. I don't think we can forget that. Same thing on jobs and the economy and the differences there. So those are two key points that people obviously spent a little time pondering ahead of an election. So that is nothing to speak of on the border. But again, two debates left for presidential candidates, one for the vice presidential candidates. All right, we'll wrap up our final segment here on What's on Your Mind to find out what is on your mind on last night's debate or anything else. Brought to you today by our friends at High Plains Apache. They're on 35th Street South in Frontier, south of Fargo, exit 60, east side court in Mandan, across from Bonanza. New and used sprayers. Of course, High Plains Apache is your Apache sprayer dealer, and they have that ET Ag Center, so parts for any kind of sprayer. They have new Apache sprayers, but they also have used, and I'm looking right now at a 2009 Apache AS1010. Now, this thing is... let's load it up. It really is. It has the 100-foot five-section boom with a three-way nozzle on it. It has the 120-inch fixed axle. It has the fenders front and rear. It has the 320 tires, a 2-inch fill station, and about 1,200 hours on this. Farmer-owned machine and in great shape. It really is. And at a great price. So you buy that one in 09, around $119,000. Check it out on their website right now at highplainsapache.com. New, used, the ET Ag Center, and more. The businessman sprayer. That's what the Apache is. High Plains Apache, tell them Scott sent you. Let's go all the way to Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Patrick is next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Patrick.
Yeah, I'm just, I've seen the debate last night. It was kind of at the beginning, it was interesting enough to keep me involved. But after that, I mean, it's hard to even keep watching it. And the one thing I realized about this country, when they elected Hillary Clinton as their nominee, all the wonderful women that we have in this country, and we choose somebody like her. It's just phenomenal to even think about how that could even happen.
Why did you lose interest, Patrick? I found myself, too, sort of, glued to the TV for the first 45 minutes and then sort of fading from there. What lost your interest?
I think it's just...
One more time, Patrick.
Practice answers, things okay. I've heard before, you know, and nothing was new, and it was just hard to even watch her because, I mean, I've seen how she's destroyed so much of our country by her email scandal, you know, the law and order that Donald Trump was talking about. That's what we need to get back to. It shouldn't be who it is. It should be, if you break the law, it doesn't matter who you are.
Too canned. Get to a couple of texts here. Trump was strong until the moderator brought up the birther issue while calling him a racist and harming race relations. The tag team cheap shot unbalanced him. Didn't get a little off his game. Another said he should have brought up 1974, Hillary getting fired for lying about Watergate. 1976, or about the rapist that she got off even though she knew he was guilty. So much for women's rights. There were some comebacks there. Another said, so much for another clear example of the media being highly rigged for the left. How can a man honestly debate when he's on the defense all night and Secretary Clinton stands up there with a fake smile on her face giving rehearsed political correctness statements only responding to what Trump says and did in the 70s? 2-on-1. Thanks for the fair questions, Lester. We need Trump. True, but guess what? Welcome to being a Republican candidate for president of the United States of America. Just count on it. Count on it. You got to prepare for it. Paul on the road. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. My take on this last night was, I think Trump let off a few firecrackers, but I think the next one he's going to bring the full artillery, and he's going to bomb the hell out of her. That's my take. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Let's check in with a Minnesota listener. Another Paul. Go ahead, Paul. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hello. I didn't watch the debate last night. I did catch a little bit of it, but everyone's got to remember that Hillary is a bona fide liar, and especially when she talked about cybersecurity. And who is she to talk about cybersecurity when she had a personal server in her home? And the whole thing about this election is the Second Amendment and the Supreme Court justices. If she gets in, the game is over.
Good points. Appreciate that. Gary Sturgis, your take on What's on Your Mind. Gary, you're not there? Sorry. Gene West Fargo, do real quick. What's your take, sir?
I watched the debates last night, and say what you want to say when they walked out on stage and they started. In my eyes, no matter what was said, Donald Trump won the debate last night just from one simple reason. We haven't had a person in the office that has been loved America as much as anybody since GW. And when I saw Donald Trump walk out there on that stage, and of the two, he was the only one that had an American flag lapel pin on his jacket. Donald Trump is for America. Donald Trump is American, and as a veteran, I support him. And I think he won the debate last night just by walking on that stage, showing the support for America, wearing that flag on his jacket.
Thank you, Gene. Appreciate that. Gene West Fargo, thank you for your service, too, by the way. A couple of quick notes on our way out here. Westbound I-94 has been blocked for a time today between Osakis and Alexandria due to a crash. They did divert traffic for a while. They now have one lane of westbound I-94 reopened near the crash site. But if you're approaching that area going, what the heck's happening? Now you know. Tomorrow we'll be at NDSU for the Engineering and Tech Expo for our friends at AE2S. Congressman Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall for his take on the debate. And I'll get into more detail on the protesters of Dakota Access accosting a security guard and dragging him for 100 yards, treated by paramedics. Incredible that this continues. God bless you, folks.
Scott Hannon here, the host of What's on Your Mind. But you already know that because you're listening to What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program in the state of North Dakota. And for that, we're very grateful to our listeners. And our advertisers love the fact that our listeners become their customers. I was chatting with a client the other day. He does about $1.8 million in business every month. And he said, you know what? The majority of my business comes from your radio show. Folks, we love it. We love when we can help businesses grow. And that's what we do every day. So when I'm not on the air, I'm meeting with businesses, helping them craft a plan to get more customers, to get more awareness and branding, and build their brand. And I love doing it. I'd love to meet with you. If we can help you with a statewide broadcast on four radio stations all across North Dakota, parts of Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, and beyond, call me. 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3. Or call Jim and Dismark at K-Fire at 701-255-1234.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.